Game.
What is up, everybody? Oh, Yoshi, he's here, and also here. Did I even say the name of the show? Did I? Emma. Maybe. Emma. Did I say the name of the show?
I was reading this.
I was 100% paying attention.
This is Video Game Bang. Emma was 100% paying attention to what? Not me.
Don't worry about it.
How you doing, Emma?
I'm good.
You've been all over the place. You hit 1,000 subs on YouTube. You're doing cosplay school at Oblivion Comics and Coffee.
I am.
You are having a 29th. You're having a hell of a year.
I am.
Was this your New Year's resolution? Is this what we're picking up on?
A little bit. I told myself I wasn't going to be passing up on good opportunities that come my way anymore because they freak me out, like public speaking. I told myself I was going to upload a YouTube video once a month instead of like once a year.
Hey, there you go.
More content. This is exciting times
for the Emma Skies, for the Skynet. As they call it on the stream. And the stream is doing well, too. Joining us also, how many YouTube subs you got over there, Skip and Tosh?
Man, 12?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But working hard, you know what I mean? Putting up them Kings videos. And, you know, I got 33 views, 22 views.
Yeah, boy.
Get there, man.
You heard his voice. That is our guy, Curtis, right there. The people love him.
You might want to pick a different sports team. You might get some more followers. You pick somebody else outside of the Kings.
We win it now. We got a winning record, baby. We on our way up.
No, you guys are doing a lot better than, you know.
Than before. the old Kings.
Yes. You hear her voice, an OG of the video game. Bang returns back to us from the Yay area, I believe the kids call it these days.
Yeah.
Jada, what
Does
is
anybody
up?
Anybody say
hey.
That?
I've never used it, but I know that it is a reference.
It is a thing.
It is a thing.
You think I'm not hip, Emma Skies?
That's exactly what I think.
Wow. Jada, welcome back.
Hey, good to be back. It's been too long, you know. Haven't been back since Christmas.
You were at the Christmas show. remind everybody what you do, because I mean, you've left the show and you've done nothing but great things.
I have. So I am at a little media company in the Bay called Fandom. We are famous for our wikis. So if you have Googled who is Jon Snow when for getting prep for this new Game of Thrones season, you've probably been to our website. I am the manager of content production there, senior manager of content production. So basically, I kind of oversee a lot of the video and other content that we create, and I try to weed out the bad and keep the good and fix what I can fix.
Wow, would not have been possible without the Video Game Bang podcast. I just want everybody to remember that. That is 100% true.
You know what? That's 100% accurate.
Wait,
I
really?
I will say that.
Holy shit. I was just fucking around.
Shut up about that.
It's totally fine. It's fine. You know what? Because the Video Game podcast wouldn't have been around if I didn't take Corey off the streets and give him a job at
way to flip it on its head, because I wouldn't have met anybody or started this podcast if you didn't hire me at GameStop all those years ago.
That's right.
But you hired me at GameStop, so that's also like a double-edged sword.
You know, you wanted just a couple extra bucks here and there, and that's what GameStop pays everybody, whether you work there or you're trading your stuff in there, so... You knew what you were getting into.
Damn. The show is brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee, Sacramento's number one spot for comics and or coffee. And then that's going to be on the 26th. If you want to go there and hang out with Emma Skies doing, it's like Cosplay 101, or what are you calling it?
Cosplay Crash Course. But they are all like 101 classes.
An hour long. And how are you planning your?
Don't ask me about that.
Are you going to give a test at the end?
Not planning on it. But you never know, so fucking pay attention.
Bring some papers, an apple.
Bring some ideas. Somebody already asked me, they're like, can I like bring ideas and you can help? I was like,
no!
Sure!
No.
Can we bring cameras and just record?
I was with Emma when we did a VGB live thing at Oblivion once, and you were kind of freaking out a little bit.
I don't like people.
You're on stage, you're with us, like you had the whole crew behind you, and still you dropped an F-bomb in front of a child.
I did. That just reminded me, I'm like, I probably can't swear in these things.
No, I don't think so.
Ooh, that's fine. I'm a fully functioning adult. I can censor myself.
That's who you're going to have there. So Oblivion Comics and
great.
Coffee.
Great. I love children.
Go hang out with Emma, learn about cosplay, and get some toast and a drink while you're at it. We're also brought to you by our friends at Vast GG. They are a marketing online company. Great guys out of Las Vegas. Do a lot of great stuff if you are into content creation or if you just like winning stuff. Look them up. And then also mainframe.gg. They have the most comfortable sweater in the world, as told by Emma Skies. That's it.
Those it was sponsored. Quite comfortable.
How are we doing on the Mountain Dew sponsor, the Doritos? Is that coming through? How are those talks going?
Their people have been talking to my people, and you know, we could probably get that sponsorship.
I just want the swag.
They got some swag.
They got some swag.
Let's do one of these.
Emma.
Oh, okay. We're just gonna jump right into that.
Telling the news. That is, of course, the Emma's Telling the News theme song. I put it on Emma Kim, so you get a good close-up so you can see the news leave her lips.
Why is everything you say so uncomfortable?
I don't know, because you take it that way.
Why? Why do you always do that?
I thought it was intriguing. I don't know. Trying to sell the bit, Emma.
We should have chat like kind of ding in and like the level of creepiness that was. Corey, let's have the chat decide.
Creepometer.
The creepometer.
You guys decide.
So we got some good Anthem stuff. If any, I don't know. I probably should have asked this before we started. Did anybody watch the Anthem trailer that came out?
No.
Actually, it's one I haven't watched.
What's going on in Anthem world?
We're finally getting some. Well, we had some before, but we're getting more gameplay now, which is all I want. All I want is gameplay, because we've talked about this. I'm not on the hype train for this game, for the most part. I still stand by the fact that I'm 99.9% sure it's going to get delayed. This thing is not coming out when they say it's coming out.
Isn't it, like, supposed to be, like, March?
Yeah.
Or something like that? Yeah.
No fucking way. Yeah. No. But this gameplay trailer looks really good. Like, it's like, I guess they're doing a series of extended trailers where they're going to go over like bits and pieces of the game. So this one was all about like the mechanics of the javelins and the customization, and then a little bit they kind of hinted at like how much backstory there's going to be in it, which is what I want to see. I want to see like what fucking story is there.
So you're actually looking, because you're the first person I think who've mentioned anything about the story of Anthem. It's all just been about like, yeah, it's like Destiny, but you're like in suits and you fly around.
Like, I know that Destiny has a story. I just don't give a shit about it.
Did they satiate your desire for story?
No, because that's not what this one was about, which is the only reason I'm cool with it. Because this one was just about customization, javelins, and fighting techniques. So the fact that they hinted at the story in this one makes me feel good about the fact that when we actually do get the extended story trailer, that that's something good to look forward to, hopefully.
You'll get that on launch day.
Probably.
Jada, you've been around video games forever, and you've seen the hypest of hype games. You've seen the Two Humans.
Yep, you've seen the Brinks.
You've seen the Brinks come out. Where do you think Anthem's going to fall on the spectrum of hyped games?
Honestly, I think it's going to... I want Anthem to do well, because I think we need more good multiplayer co-op experiences out there. But I think it's going to be launching a little too close to big hitters, like Kingdom Hearts is the end of this month, you know, granted March, whatever, but people are going to still be playing Kingdom Hearts into March, guaranteed. You've got Dead or Alive that's dropping in March as well.
Hell
so
yeah.
You're fighting game fans. You've got Resident Evil 2 that's, you know, remake is dropping next month. So, like, there's so much Far Cry's coming out. Like, there's so much stuff coming out. I'm afraid it's going to get overlooked. But I do think it is going to be better than people expect. That is kind of my hunch right now. Because I don't have very high hopes for it. But that's why I'm also betting on the underdog.
Out of all those that Jada just brought up, Curtis, any of those catch your ear?
Yeah, of course Resident Evil 2 remake. Because Resident Evil 2 is next to Smash, even over Street Fighter, is probably my favorite game of all time.
Really?
So, yeah. So that one I'm interested in. We'll see. I'm interested in see the changes that they make, because every time they do a remaster or you know all the times they redid the first Resident Evil on GameCube and you know like there was always yeah. slight you know like changes. So I'm interested to see what slight changes there are.
Did you play your one shot demo?
No, I didn't even play the... because the other problem is I have to borrow my roommate's PS4 because all I got is this Switch.
Oh, hey, well, you know.
Yeah.
Make do with what you got.
Indeed.
But yeah, thank you. I think Lost Sheep pointed it out. Mortal Kombat 11 is also March, and that trailer was fire.
We're going to get to that one in the extended news story. Did we get anything else out of Anthem like that makes the gameplay at least like unique?
I think the amount of customization in the different, what they call javelins, which is your exoskeleton. So there's four different ones, and they like kind of went over what they're good for. Like the Interceptor is good for speed. The Ranger is good for precision. The Colossus is like their tank that's like all destruction. It's slow, but it's strong. And then their Storm is like some like fucking mage. Like you use elemental powers and shit.
Because you gotta have a mage.
You gotta have a mage.
Yeah, every game's gotta have a mage.
But for each suit, you can have multiple loadouts, and each loadout has like 6 points of customization as far as your weapons and your defense and your support. And like, you can just, I don't know if there's a limit, because like the guy doing the demo had one suit with 4 different loadouts that he could just go and pick from.
Hmm.
So like, the amount that you can change how you play the game, I think, is intriguing.
Is that the thing of this? Like in Destiny, you were locked. Like, you can choose between one of, like, three characters, and there's, like, very little customization besides the specific armor pieces. In this, can you switch on the fly between your skills? So I can go from tank to healer or something?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Makes it a little more interesting.
See, I think the little things like that is what really makes games shine, especially ones that are going to possibly get overlooked. Those little details can really make or break your game.
And it's better than, like, the Destiny version where you have to start a whole fucking new character.
That's why I don't play WoW.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't want to level 800 characters just to play each of the classes.
Yeah.
That's what we're at, right? 800 classes in WoW at this
something
point?
Like that.
Plus or minus. Yeah.
So I just looked it up again, and it comes out February 21st.
Oh, see? Even more reason for it to get potentially swept over with Resident Evil, and there's something else launching that same day. So,
was it Anthem that your prediction was going to not ever come out or get pushed?
I did say originally that this would never come out. I was like, when they first showed it at E3 and they had that like big, like, this is what the game is, I was like, what they're showing right here is never coming out. Whatever game they put out is not going to be that. And I'm still standing by the fact that it's not coming out launch day. I mean, if it does, that's great, and I'm totally fine with that. But if it doesn't, I will not be surprised.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Maybe a little VGB side bet action is what we got to have happen over here.
Not happening.
What else we got?
In what you all know is my favorite news, Fortnite news.
Oh, Fortnite! Yay! For all the 8-year-olds out there listening to the show, this is the segment just for you where we talk about Fortnite.
8-year-olds and ninja.
8-year-olds and ninja. God, I know we're so late on this meme, but you guys saw the New Year's Eve thing where he tried to get New York to floss, right?
Yep.
Oh, holy cringe, Batman. Yeah, he was up on stage. He had the Ninja New Year's Eve thing.
Huh.
And he gets in front of this huge crowd, like at New Year's. He's like, hey, everybody, let's floss! And starts flossing.
Wow.
And they pan to the audience, and they're all just like, we're fucking cold. This sucks. It's so bad.
Ninja was trying to help him warm up. You gotta stay moving.
Exactly. That guy's amazing. But yeah, so what's going on in Fortnite world?
Fortnite made $2.4 billion last year.
Holy shit! God damn, Yoshi.
You get one more of those.
I'll use it.
That's
wisely.
Not for this episode. That's ever.
I promise I'll use it very wisely. But come on! $2.4 billion?
That's it? Damn. You can never use that again.
So, how is it all just in skins and things? Because it's a free game.
So, what do they say? So, this was an analytical firm called Super Data that had all this information on gaming revenue in the last year. And so, as far as free-to-play, Fortnite fucking killed it. I think the next one in line, so this made $2.4 billion. I think number two was League of Legends at $1.4 billion.
So
it's like $1 billion.
So I work with people in the esports space, and some of them are a bit older and have kids, like in the perfect demographic. And in one of our meetings, my boss was like, you guys don't understand how ingrained in kid culture this game is right now. Like, you have to play Fortnite or you're not cool. Like, you have nothing to talk to the other kids about. So it's like if you're a kid in between that 8 to 12, 15 range, you're playing this game, you're watching YouTube, you're going to school and talking about it. it is the it game. It's the Minecraft of the modern times.
It's like it's almost like
as much
like,
as we hate it.
Like back in the day when like sports was like you've got to be into sports and blah 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 and all these other things or whatever. And but now it's, you know, Fortnite.
Yeah, totally. Like, when I drop my daughters off at school, I see so many kids with like Fortnite backpacks, and I barely even see like sports stuff anymore. It's mostly like Batman, Spider-Man, Captain America, Iron Man, Fortnite, and like and some Minecraft too.
Yeah, like, Minecraft still stuff. Somehow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was like the number one Halloween thing for kids too, which to dress up as Fortnite. Like, it's unavoidable it's almost crazy. At this point. But $2.4 billion, you could easily see why. They're putting so much.
It's outrageous. You know. So they said while much of Fortnite's revenue comes from selling character skins and emotes, they also say that 34% of all U.S. players purchased a seasonal battle pass.
So
I have no idea what that fucking gets you.
Do you know? Yeah, vaguely. So the battle pass, and you know, don't take this as gospel. My understanding is there are certain unlocks you can only get by buying the battle pass, and there's certain unlocks you can get faster by buying the battle pass. Mm-hmm. So the battle pass, think of it as a every whatever their seasons are, like 2 months, whatever, a season pass for every season type thing. So
and,
like,
and they're buying this stuff.
Yeah, people are buying it
repeatedly. You can't just buy it once.
Yeah, you have to buy each season. You have to buy that battle pass to get to unlock some of that exclusive content. It's ridiculous and. I hate them for it, but I commend them at the same time for turning this trash game into so much money.
You can't knock the hustle.
And then turning all that money into trying to make gaming better.
Yeah, doing no, I do, and I appreciate that they're paying it forward.
I'm like, I fucking hate your fucking game, but good for you.
But good job on the Epic Store. Like, we hope it succeeds.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I really want all these other stores, Epic, Discord. I want all their stores to start doing well because, like, there
Steam
needs to be...
Steam has needed to be challenged for so long.
Yeah, for sure.
Steam is a tyrant who needs to be taken down.
Yeah. Granted, you know, I'm still going to keep my Steam account no matter what happens with my 400 games. But,
exactly.
You know,
they have you hooked for life.
Yeah.
Basically.
Like, but I have no problem spending some money elsewhere now.
Fortnite, just while we're on it, because... go figure. Emma didn't go put like the more news on Fortnite in here. They're in the middle, and it could. I guess it kind of relates.
Oh yeah,
their new thing. They do these events, which is what I think propels them forward, is because they're always like very secretive, and they'll drop little tiny hints in games that people pick up on. And so I guess all the TVs like 2 days ago turned on and had like a countdown and said weather warning. And sure enough, this morning, zombies came out of the ground like White Walkers. Because they're like ice zombies.
Interesting.
And Game of Thrones coming out in just a couple months. They're
These
already
8-year-olds don't know what Game of Thrones is.
Oh, everybody knows what Game of Thrones is, right?
I don't.
Do kids know? You get out of here. I mean,
I'm about to start that 2-episode-a-day binge fest so I can actually watch it all because I've never watched it.
It's exciting that it's coming back. My question is like, there's no official like licensing of it for Game of Thrones, and they're basically. The tagline on all the tweets was winter is here, and then it comes out in like 2 months. Are they kind of skirting that line between capitalizing on Game of Thrones hype without paying for it, like maybe they've done with certain dances?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what their game plan is like, let's do this and hope nobody says anything.
Exactly.
At least when Avengers came out, they had a licensing deal with Marvel and they put Thanos in the game. This one seems like it's kind of skirting that edge, and the players fucking hate it. I saw a lot of major influencers, Loserfruit, put a thing out. She's like, well, I guess I'm a variety streamer until the fucking zombies go away.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I would not be surprised if, like, in a week or two, a story we have on deck is, all right, HBO just sued.
Maybe.
Joins in a long list of people suing this game, but they got the money to pay for it. $2.4 billion.
At least.
Goddamn. Yeah. What else we got?
So, even with Fortnite, like, topping the free-to-play titles made up 80% of digital games revenue this year. Which I did not expect. That's crazy.
Consider those mobile games, too, that we talk about. Clash Royale.
Oh, God.
Yep.
The money that gets made on that game, hand over fist. It's kind of ridiculous.
I usually invest. I play a lot of mobile, and I play a lot of other stuff, free-to-play stuff, on top of my AAA things. But I usually, you know, if it's a free-to-play game, if I enjoy it, I'll drop usually $50 to $100 in a year. Ooh. That's it for the year. Mm-hmm. But you think about it, you're going to spend, if you're putting 40, 50 hours into this mobile game, that's what I would be putting into a AAA game anyways, so why not? Like, support them, especially for companies I really like Supercell, that does great quality stuff. Granted, once their new game comes out, I stop spending money on their old one, but this is the way it works.
Yeah.
You know, I've moved on. So, I don't want to talk about my money I've spent on League of Legends.
I've often wondered.
You got those KDA skins?
I actually didn't. I was off. I just came back to it in December. I haven't been playing for the last, 2 years, but prior to that, it's like a good $600, $700 easy.
I buy it.
I'm curious as to if Overwatch will ever hit that free-to-play market and if that could help it in a way, because I think the player base has been kind of like wavering.
That's definitely
the stigma you get from like content creators. Like, if XQC is not streaming Overwatch or Seagull isn't on there, it's not even cracking like the top 10 of things being viewed on Twitch at any given moment. Like, it's not hard finding a match. I wouldn't say it's a graveyard by any means, but it's definitely not that top-tier powerhouse that it probably could be if it went to the free-to-play model.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of... I think it's that. I think also it's just a lot of its community. Like, it's got such a bad rap in the community. It's, like, probably top two for worst toxic communities out there.
You think so?
I would say League is a much worse community.
Oh, League is definitely worse. League is number one for
me. Yeah.
I'd say Call of Duty is probably even worse. And
really?
Counter-Strike and stuff. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't hear a lot of stories about toxicity in those communities. Not nearly as much as I do in Overwatch. Constantly. There's constantly stories and stuff. And maybe just because Overwatch is newer and more in the spotlight than Call of Duty or CSGO. But I think it is.
And Ruru2 in chat has a good point. Free to play Overwatch, making that game free would make it so much more goddamn toxic.
Because you just create new accounts and smurf
now?
And then whatever. Yeah. I don't care. Whatever. Throw.
Yeah, it's kind of true. Like, I feel like in League, you really have to grind to get those accounts up and those characters. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to pay per character. I don't see Overwatch coming out and being like, okay, you get one character to buy, and then you buy the rest. Like, I don't think that would work. They'd probably give you them all and try and sell you all in skins and things.
So you remember before Overwatch launched, there was this other game, Paladins, that was in work at the same time.
Yeah.
That was technically being built
around.
Before. Yeah, Paladins is still around. Yeah. I started playing Paladins for a short while, like, in between Overwatch seasons. And one thing I really like about Paladin's system, and it may have changed, but when I was playing, before you could jump into ranked, not only did you have to hit a certain account level, but you also had to play 5 characters in different, each like in different roles, and you had to level them up individually to like a certain rank before you could join the ranked queues.
I
played 5 characters, I could jump in and play anybody at that point in ranked, but I had to at least have experience a tank, a healer, a DPS, etc., etc., whatever other classes Paladins had, because there was a little bit more hectic. But I wish Overwatch would have done something like that. Like, give me a tier grading system like League has, where, like, you have to, you know, rank up to rank 5 before in 2 characters from each class. Tank, support, DPS. You have to have 6 characters at rank 5 before you can play in the competitive league. Because then, you know, people will have to grind. You can't just be like, oh, herpader, I'm going to join competitive on my first day on a free weekend and play competitive. Well, I mean, if it's a free weekend, you know, you have to be like level 30 or 20 or something in Overwatch, I think. You have to hit like some...
Yeah, it's a pretty high level.
Yeah, if you play enough free-to-play weekends, eventually you get there. And then it's just like... And I don't know, just maybe I'm just a little bit, you know, jaded by the fact that I just always seem to get the bad teammates. Can't carry hard enough.
Curtis, how much money have you dropped into a free-to-play game, or if ever?
Free-to-play? Oh, man. I don't think I really have. There haven't been a lot of free-to-play games that, like, that really kind of got me or, like, hooked me that I can think of. Ooh, yeah, no, I mean, even I was playing, like, this Batman game, like, on mobile, like, a few years ago, and I was playing it a lot, and I remember I did drop some... like some money into it, but I had to actually pay to download the app even, so technically wasn't free to play. But I did end up, you know, obviously spending, I think I spent at least probably like $20 on it. Yeah.
There's a reason that game developer King is like probably one of the largest game developers that we never ever talk about. Like, they made Candy Crush and cupcake baby or some, you know, they just pick a random sweet item and put something after it and generate a game.
Yeah.
And they were rolling in it. They're one of the top tier video game companies, but
yeah,
that's, they built their model on this whole free to play thing. Interesting.
Have your kids, I'm not sure, how old are your kids? Have they been able to, have they dumped any money in the free play stuff
that you know of?
Have you checked your credit card statements?
I know, right? Probably should. No, I think for the first time, my daughter bought, like my youngest daughter bought like some in-game currency for some like block building type game. And it was
Roblox?
Like, I think it is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's playing with Malik's daughter because they play together. It was like a dollar. And I was like, you gotta keep your eye on your budget. Like, you don't want to go over your budget. And she's like, I know, Dad. I probably won't spend another dollar for at least a month. And I'm like, smart girl. Stretch that money as far as you can, baby.
You got him going.
Yeah, man.
What else we got?
So pivoting off of free-to-play but staying the same thing. So we know that Fortnite was the highest revenue free-to-play. What would you guess was the highest revenue premium game?
So this includes like...
any game you had to pay for.
And Smash. Wait. Here's a big distinction. Is it just from the sales of the game?
No.
Or sales of in-game, like,
anything
up sales?
Yeah. Revenue generated by the game.
2018?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, Overwatch does a good job of not, like, nickel and diming you, but they do have those loot boxes.
Yeah, I've spent more money on those than I want to talk about as well.
Same. I was like, I work in Overwatch League. I need to have the skins.
Well, yeah, and it's like I didn't have enough time to play this event, so let me buy 20 boxes.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
I ran out of time this event.
NBA 2K. I'm just throwing it up.
Actually not a bad one. Those virtual currency, man.
What do you buy in that game?
You can buy shoes, you can buy like playing cards, you can buy like
I need to save
sleeves.
It for my real kicks, man. I don't want to put it with my digital guy, get some Jordan 1s.
Hey, people be doing it.
I'm going GTA 5.
That's probably
what's the upsell? I thought all the DLC was free.
Oh no. That like most of those updates and stuff are free, but you gotta buy that shark cash. Money. You buy in game money so you can buy shit faster.
No idea. You're gonna have to educate us on this one.
PUBG.
What?
Which I did not expect, because everybody kind of wrote it off as like it got killed by Fortnite.
Yeah.
PUBG was still the highest grossing premium game of last year.
I forget that
I saw it in your notes. I didn't want to cheat, though.
I forget completely that you have to buy that game, that it isn't free to play.
Yeah?
I did. What an idiot I am.
And I guess they have a battle pass, like sort of a thing now, too.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, of course they do. And actually, whenever we, I remember for work, we did like a giant team night. You know, where we had all of our different teams and all of our staff members, our president of the org, we all played. We invited people from other places. We had Dignitas players and Smite players, everybody in this one PUBG thing. Mm-hmm. And I was working with the caster guy, and he started talking about some of the shit he owns. And he owns like some red shoes that he could sell for $800 on the second market or whatever.
What?
The game holds its value in those items and clothing. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I remember hearing about that. Yeah. There's some items in there that are just like so limited edition that you can sell.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
And they allow you to, I mean, I think so too, but you know, it's that status symbol. It's like the very top. They only released this for people in beta and I held onto my code and I could sell it for $800. Like, I wonder if, I don't know.
So, Jada, you were close with GTA 5, which I was shocked to see that at number 3. The game came out in 2013.
Oh, yeah. No. Wow. People are still...
It was the third highest grossing game this year at $628 million.
My gosh.
Yeah.
And just for Corey, Overwatch was all the way at the bottom at number 10.
Was it?
Yeah. Wow.
Dang. Well, like, they don't do a great job monetizing it. And all you can do is buy those rando boxes. You can't pick what you want.
Yeah.
You know, if maybe that was a thing or...
Or if you just buy currency.
Yeah.
If you could just buy the...
Yeah, which they don't let you do.
Yeah, if you just buy the currency outside of the, like, the Overwatch
League. So I can actually
just
get all the fucking legendaries that they're not going to give me in the box.
Exactly.
You know, I got... So, remember when they did the update? They're like, you're going to get less duplicates and stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So that was good for about a month.
Yeah.
During that month, I bought every single common and, like, level one rare and stuff like that. And so, like, for, like, 2-3 weeks, I started getting double legendaries pops in my boxes. Like... At one point, I opened 3 boxes in a row, got 2 legendaries, legendary epic, double legendaries
Jesus
in
Christ.
3 boxes in a row or whatnot. And then they caught on. They're like, oh, everybody just bought all the voice lines and the poses and stuff like that. So they definitely took it down, because now I get crap but coins again.
I think I'm going to open Pandora's box here just for a second, because a very good article came out about why the Overwatch community can't afford to let the Ellie situation fly under the radar or go away. Like, mm-hmm. it has to be something that sticks around and, like, wasn't just, like, a little phase. And I think when that news broke, it was, like, the worst possible cast we could have had. It was, like, me, Curtis, David or something trying to break down really intense women's issues. So Emma wasn't around. I'm sure Jada's got opinions on it. Like, Emma, what did you think of the whole Ellie situation? Kind of give us a recap, too.
I'm not even certain what happened. From what I could understand, a team that was not technically in the Overwatch League, correct?
Second Winds was a Contenders team. And Contenders is an open division. So literally, us at this table could, if we were really good, qualified for the league that they were in.
Okay, so somebody, this girl named Ellie, got onto the Contenders team. And then people blew their shit and decided that, you know, she got all the shit that women always get in fucking esports. Oh, you know, she's cheating, she's not really that good, this is whatever, like, you'd go back in the kitchen, just horrible.
God damn.
No, like, legit, like, sexual threats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't put it past them. But that's the internet.
So all of that shit blows up, and then through some series of events that I don't even know what happened, it comes out that it was fake, and Ellie is a person, but it wasn't her playing.
Yeah, it was so, like, some dude that was pretending to be her,
and it was supposed to be like some shitty social experiment that I don't think he ever said what he was trying to experiment on.
Yeah, I don't think, okay, you can't just do shitty things and say, oh, it was a social experiment. It doesn't work that way.
There's like a whole segment of YouTube for that we all hate.
Yeah, you can't just do that. Like, that's never a valid reason for doing something like that sets back communities in anything in the world, whether it's gaming or politics or whatever. Like, you can't just do garbage stuff and then call it a social experiment, because there's always going to be fallout. There's going to be things that are going to get pushed backwards. You know, people fight really hard to make it in various areas, especially people that aren't, you know, white and male. I'm just going to put it out there. Like, it's breaking into most industries, if you are not, you know, a man or white, is so brutal for people of all ethnicities, you know, black, Asian, Mexican, Indian, you know, anything like that. It's really difficult. And so when these types of really crappy things happen, it sets back their whole movements. These people who have been busting their ass to just make a name for themselves in their community, whether it's something as small as trying to be a big Smash player, you know, being a big, one of the top female players in Smash. And that, like, I really cannot remember her name right now, the trans Smash player, you know, things like that. When those types of situations, like, when you try to do social experiment, that's like, no, that is so brutal and hurtful to that person who's busted their ass and actually tried to do something.
I think the social experiment thing was total, like, that's all you could say at this point. Besides, I'm a giant asshole.
Yeah, it's a prank, and then you got caught.
It's a prank, yeah.
So it's a social experiment.
Yeah.
No. Well, the fallout of that is that everybody that threatened that girl, everybody that thought that it couldn't possibly be her, that there was no way a woman was that good, all of them are justified, as far as they can tell. They are justified in that. And all they hear is, I was right. I was right. A woman couldn't possibly do that. I was right. She deserved everything I said to her. So next time when a woman comes up and makes it into the Overwatch League, she's going to get the same goddamn shit.
Yep.
She's going to get all the same shit. And they're going to say, well, you know, the last one was fake. This bitch is fake too.
And why did that girl Ellie even have to go through all that stuff? She still, like, even though it wasn't her playing, she still went through all of, like, the barrage of the comments and all the negativity and toxicity anyway. Like, Yeah,
it's just, like, it just, I don't even understand what happened. I don't know her connection to what was going on. I don't know the guy that did it in the first place. I don't know why those teams don't have a way to actually verify that the person on your team is the person that's playing.
That was weird. Well, that's where this part comes in, where I say, like, how informal that league is. Like, it's not the Overwatch League. It is the Premier Feeder, though. So, like, it could just be literally a group of six friends who are just really good at the game. And so they don't have money flowing through. They don't have advertising. They don't get paid to play. They're doing this all in hopes that an Overwatch League team sees them and says they're really good. Let's sign them up to these, you know, whatever, minimum these contracts and pay them a bunch of money, fly them out, and then now they're in the Overwatch League. That's the only reason they're really in that league.
But I imagine, like, there's some sort... I mean, they're obviously connected to Overwatch and connected to Blizzard, so you have to be, like, licensed? Like, do you have to apply for...
I don't know, like...
Contenders team? Clearly, there needs to be more oversight on this. That was what this showed.
And that's what Blizzard said was going to happen going forward, because this was such a big snafu.
And that team needs to be gone. I don't know what happened to them. That team needs to be completely banned from anything.
Oh, Second Winds? Yeah.
Because either they knew and they were in on it, or they didn't know and they're fucking stupid.
It's tough.
They can't be allowed to run a team.
I wouldn't say that necessarily, just because a lot of them are really young and they don't, like, their thing that they came out with, their original statement was really bad.
Yeah.
I remember we talked about that, and they said, by things beyond our control or something.
It was like we needed a last minute fill in or something like that.
Back when we thought the LA thing was legit, you know, they didn't really stand by as a pillar of the community and be like, hey, this abuse is wrong. Which maybe they, you know, for hindsight's 2020, maybe at that point they found out, we're just, like, hoping it would all go away. I don't know what. And they had their biggest match against my team. Energy is the one who bumped them out of the playoffs.
Oh, damn, that's crazy.
So they had a lot of pressure on them. They wanted to win. They want to go to Overwatch League. They don't know what the fuck's happening. When it all came out, their thing was like, yeah, we really screwed up. Like, this will never happen again. We were being respectful of their privacy
or something like that.
You know, I mean, you can't crucify that team because it's not even actually a real team. Who knows if they'll even exist anymore anyways. Like, I doubt they will.
Not a big deal to cut them off.
Yeah, but the players, I mean, there's good people involved, I'm sure. Like, I don't know. I think
whoever managed it, basically, like, because I mean, that's the person who's watching it, like,
Some DMs came out, you know, and they were in on it or knew and weren't releasing things, or they thought it was funny,
if they weren't in on it, it's just irresponsible, and you can't be trusted to run a team.
Yeah, I feel like the manager for the team should be asked to step down or should be forced to resign, one of the two, and then, you know, the player who had done it, Punisher. He should be forced to resign and banned.
Yeah,
like, honestly,
banned from, like,
oh,
Overwatch.
For sure. That,
yes.
Yeah,
the player who did it.
Even that, isn't that, like, illegal over in a?
Well, yeah, you're not even allowed to account. Now. Like, even if for no social experiment aside, like, that takes it to another level. But what they did, account sharing at the contenders level, is like a huge no. That's like an IP ban.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, this was their. I looked it up. So their original. Their original statement before people knew it was fake was that, unfortunately, due to some unforeseen reactions, Ellie has opted to step down from the team. And that was the one that set everybody off, too, because it was like, unforeseen reactions? You fucking kidding me? We all saw this
coming. Exactly what it was. Yeah.
Unforeseen reactions. It was a woman in gaming. Yeah. Everybody saw it coming.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought that I'll try and find the source of the original article to put in the description of this. But I was going through the timeline, and it was a really well thought out piece just about how the important lessons that we could take from this and move it forward. And it was a regret of mine that we didn't have more qualified opinions.
Nexus was on there with us.
Nexus. She was holding it down for us, but the rest of us idiots were just like, oh, I don't know, penis.
There's a I'm in various, like, gaming groups online and, like, forums and things.
Yeah.
And somebody started a thread a couple days ago, like just very recently, about, like, why there's not more women in esports. And they were like, you know what? I really think it's just a logistical thing. And, like, this dude thought that the reason there aren't very many women in esports is because when you have a professional team and they have a big house, he's like, well, you don't want, like, men and women living together, so that's really the only reason there's not more women in gaming. And, like, every woman there was like, it's the fucking community. It's that we don't feel welcome. We are not welcomed into esports. It is, if you think that it's housing that keeps women from being in gaming, you are not paying attention.
Yeah, I mean, like, anytime, like, I don't say anytime, but I'd say at minimum 40% of my matches I hop into Overwatch chat, and I hop in chat. I try to hop in chat every time, but 40% of the time I hop in, and it's like, her turn, it's a girl. And I'm just like, dude, just fucking, just put up your fucking shield right now.
And God forbid you try to call out.
Yeah, try to, like, to.
Instructions.
Yeah, like, they don't want to hear it. Like, I'm kind of playing support back here. Or, like, hey, I'm playing Pharah. I just nuked four of them. Fucking get on the objective. Like,
I'm going to be honest, though. Man or woman, when someone starts telling me what to do in Overwatch, I get pissed. I don't care who it is. Like, I've been playing this game long enough. I paid my $30. I play whatever character I want. I'll throw as many dumb fire strikes and charge in.
Oh, my God.
But, like, I've talked with them about this before. Like, I stopped using a mic online years ago, and it has massively improved my outlook on online gaming.
Oh, yeah. I don't play with a mic. Unless I'm playing with people that I know. Like, that's generally the only time that I use a mic. And, like, it's unfair that we have to do that. That's like, that shouldn't be a thing to where we feel like we have to censor ourselves.
I was talking about that online, and somebody told me that I needed to get a voice changer and get over it.
Mm.
I was like, you want me to go out and buy a device to change my voice so you were more comfortable with me playing with you? Why would you get us on this topic, Corey?
You know, this was gonna
because we owed it. Like, it was a big topic that I feel like I
hope I triggered some dudes.
You know what they should do? So that Microsoft and Sony, anybody who has a voice chat system, they should just have a built-in voice changer option.
It would be nice.
And just or by default, like, everybody just comes out the same voice.
Robots.
Didn't that shit exist like on the original, like, old Xbox?
I want to say 360 had something where you could tweak, like, the pitch.
No, there was definitely 100%. I remember playing Halo 2 or something like that, and there was like a voice modulator. I remember having it enabled just because I liked, you know, trolling and saying things in my stupid, low, grovelly Darth Vader voice. Let's get on to a bloodier topic. There was also some really big news that came out. A big event. Did you guys see all the social media? They did a great job marketing. Yeah, they sent out these Mortal Kombat, like, themed
envelopes
that everyone sees and is like, this is sick, put it on social media, make everybody jealous. Worked, because I was fucking jealous to everybody who had one. And people are going from all over to LA, and then they do a live stream and present to us Mortal Kombat 11. Who saw it? Who
I watched the trailers and stuff like that. It's freaking fire is what it is. Like, that just, like, it's so crazy. I don't know, like, I'm not the biggest Mortal Kombat fan, but I always tend to end up playing them anyways, so I'm excited for this one. A lot of their customization stuff is very different in this one, which is cool. They got rid of the three styles from 10, and now you have, like, a move list you can customize.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, something like that. I don't know.
I saw they said, like, they brought up that the three fighting styles, and we're like, but then we've added, like, 10 more for all the characters. So, yeah, it's going to be hyper customization is the name of this game.
Yeah.
Like, you can go through, if you're a Scorpion fan, change his move sets, and then you can go into detail of exactly what his little get over here thing looks like with the spear, and it'll have different attributes to how he actually plays. Or you can make him all blue if you want. Like, you can go through a crazy level of customization. I felt as the event itself was a little tiny bit forced, though. Like, they're really clinging onto the gore. And I know they always have, but in this one it feels like they're really just, that's all they have to set themselves apart. Emma, did you see the trailers and stuff? And as far as the gore goes, are you all for it? Or
I have never in my life played Mortal Kombat.
Interesting.
I did not see anything about Mortal Kombat this weekend. The only reason I knew anything Mortal Kombat was going on is that they invited Maul Cosplay, and I follow him on Instagram, and he was there. Like, it's the only reason I even knew anything was going on. If it's not Dead or Alive, not playing it.
Said no one ever.
Yeah,
wow.
Why the fuck you lying?
Damn. they really are going all in on just, like, there's a fatality now where you actually punch a guy's face off. You punch him.
Is there a thing where like you punch him and his brain comes out? Because I swear to God, I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like every Mortal Kombat. Fair enough. Like somebody has a move where you can knock their brain out. Baraka eats brains in this one.
In this one, that was one of the most brutal ones.
Yeah.
He does like surgically basically takes your entire face apart, then pulls the brain out and takes a giant bite out of it. Even like his like mid finisher move that they added or whatever, he takes a nice big bite out of someone's arm and it just looks... I honestly, it was a turnoff for me.
The lethal blows or whatever?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't understand how you're putting lethal blows in the middle of a combo. Like, how are you coming back? Right. Like, I just stabbed you through the face. Like, I'm sorry.
Tied you to a helicopter, you like, know? Like,
there's no coming back from that. Like, how do you feel about the whole Ronda Rousey? I know you're used to be a big UFC guy. So how do you feel about the Ronda Rousey Sonya Blade?
It was... cool.
Is it a gimmick?
100%. I think she's just a name, and they brought her on stage, and you know, she said, "Oh, I've always wanted to be a Mortal Kombat character," which may be true, maybe not, but it's like, her face isn't in the game, which I thought would have been a little cooler, like if they actually made her the character. She's just a voice actor.
The funny thing is too, is like they still changed Sonya Blade's look so much from 10 to 11. Like, it's super noticeably different, but it doesn't look like Ronda Rousey. Like,
right, like, why not just go the extra step?
Yeah, yeah, like, I don't understand why you guys went halfway. And I honestly don't like the looks of the new Sonya Blade. I don't like her new look.
I like the previous one better, too.
I preferred Ten's look. So, anyway, we got a couple months. Maybe they'll go in and change all that.
I
doubt it.
I think the most brutal thing is they have a character. She's new. She was a DLC character, I think, in 9 or 10. Named Scarlet?
Yeah, she's 9. Scarlet, yeah.
She uses blood magic,
yeah,
essentially, for Dragon Age fans. And her, like, I don't even know if it was her finisher or her mid-finisher, but she pulls blood out of your eyes,
mm-hmm,
like, just in mass quantities, turns them into spikes above your head,
mm-hmm,
and then impales you with them.
Good Lord.
It's fucking gross. Like,
and then she punches through your eye, like in your eye out.
And then she punches one of the spikes through your face, and so your eyeball pops out the back of your head.
But Dead or Alive's not for kids because it has boobs in it.
I mean,
that's what it is.
I mean,
Dead or Alive kind of did have the whole boob physics thing, like back in 2008. They're like,
oh, it had
boob
it
physics
in 2015.
Like, jiggle the right stick, and you can move the boobs. Like, what? What? Okay,
oh,
yeah, that's right. It's guys bad. Are playing this. That's right. Yes.
They had, at the event itself, they had a like tattoo booth. They had, like, this room with a giant baseball bat where you can just go in and break everything, like, for limited amounts of time. Like, it seemed like I was jealous when I saw the cards, and then I was jealous when I saw, like, people taking selfies outside. I'm about to go in. Zombie Unicorn, who was on the show, got to go.
Oh, right.
You know, I'm following her stories primarily for that. And then... at a point, I'm like, I don't think I'd want to be there. Like, this does not seem like my scene, man. That's just too much violence. I don't want to go into a room and, like, I see a dude wearing a jumpsuit just screaming at the top of his lungs, beating the shit out of a copying machine with a baseball bat.
You went full Office Space.
Yeah, no, legit. Dude,
heard there were some vampires there.
Was
just there. Just there.
Oh, not even
as
part of the...
Not even part of the... They were just there. Yeah, you know.
I don't, that's too much brutality for me. I don't want to, I think.
Do you think Mortal Kombat can go too far?
I think, like, it doesn't offend me. It doesn't, like, make me want to go write my congressperson type of deal. Like, I feel like it has the right to exist on Steam.
They've already gone that route.
Yeah.
They already got through that.
It seems like that's what they're trying. They want to get, you know.
Well, I mean, their gore and their brutal, like, nature of the game is what is the main thing that sets it apart from any other fighting game.
Yeah.
You know, like...
But let's maybe up the physics and make it, like, a legitimate fighter. Like,
I don't know. I guess I've just never been a big Mortal Kombat fan, mainly because of the gameplay style. You know, where Street Fighter is, like, flowing combos, whereas Mortal Kombat, you have to preload your whole combos.
Yeah.
And that just never gels well with me.
Yeah, too many inputs.
It's like... Well, it's, like, not even the worry about, like, the too many inputs. It's the fact that, like... I have to input this 4-hit string before knowing if it's going to hit.
Yeah.
Whereas Street Fighter is like, I go 1-2 out of my 4-hit combo. If I whiff on 2,
yeah, you can pull it back.
I can pull
cancel,
back,
yeah,
or get punished right there, but yeah, I don't have to wait for this whole...
Yeah, that might be...
That was the best fighting animation ever.
Someone Twitch clip the...
The combo.
Please don't.
The Jada combo.
I think games need something to set themselves apart. When it was DOA, it was pure sex. You know, Mortal Kombat from the original was all about just the gore. Like that's, and they made national headways because they had so much gore in there. And I think that that isn't a valid marketing ploy anymore because it's just so readily available. Like,
well, that, and like now they're switching because Mortal Kombat is doubling down on it, and Dead or Alive is easing up on it.
Yeah, you're seeing the tale of two like. One company's like, hey, it's 2019. Let's knock back and give these women personalities and backstories and stuff. You know, let's start thinking about that. And then this other one just going like, fuck it. Like, they have a character. So the characters that came out were Scorpion, Raiden, Sonya, Sub-Zero, Scarlet, Baraka. Shao Kahn is going to be Barack a pre-order Obama? Bonus.
Garrus is a new character.
Did you say Barack Obama?
I said, what did you say, Barack Obama?
If that's not a new cosplay.
If that's not a skin.
Barack Obama. Oh, that's excellent.
Damn. Wow. Actually, let's steer away from that.
Yeah, only I had the hair still.
I won't go into detail. I can't talk about it, but I will say for DOA 6 fans, there's a lot of cool new stuff coming.
I'm hype.
So
you gotta come back now.
You gotta invite me back. But I will say there's a lot of cool new stuff coming.
I specifically didn't play the beta because I wanted to, like, I just want to wait until the game's here.
You know, I do that with a lot of like role playing games and stuff like that. Also, because most time role playing games, you don't get to carry your progress over. So yeah. I'm like, why am I gonna go spend 2 hours in this demo to get? But fighting games, I always try to play. I missed the Dead or Alive. I was busy that weekend, but. I always try to play fighting game betas because those are like kind of the first like tells like, is this gonna be good? Like,
I know I'm getting a day one anyway.
Yeah, so, like... that's your love series, so like you're gonna
There's one character that they that was like they're at the end of the convention where they're like, this is the last thing we're gonna leave you on, a brand new character, and his name is Garrus.
Garrus.
Yes. Like Mass Effect?
No, that's yeah, kind of like,
Is not to be confused with Jarvis?
Yeah, not to be confused with Jarvis.
That's a stretch.
This dude is like a time lord. He's a time wizard dude. He's like, I think.
From Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Raiden went off the deep end at the end of 10, which was sick. I hated 10 because they saved the best thing for the end. I thought that campaign was so bullshit. And then at the end, when Raiden goes bad, I'm like, this should have been the damn game.
They're just waiting to suck you into 11.
Yeah, well, the game's going to suck something because Jiris came through and he could manipulate the play.
Why do you say things?
Wait, what? He can manipulate the play clock.
Dude, what? Wait, really? I missed that.
One of his abilities is he can shave like 15 to 30. I can't remember the exact number, but he can shave time off the timer in the game.
Oh, my God.
Can he add time to the timer? Like, if you're losing, can you add time and give yourself a chance to come back?
I didn't see that. I've only seen that he can remove time and maybe try and cheese victories.
I imagine he probably can, like, maybe freeze the counter, probably. That would be my guess. If he can shave time off, he can probably freeze time. Because I know one of his... either fatality or lethal blows or whatnot, he like punches, uppercuts, and then rewinds time and they come right back and then he does another combo or whatnot. I was like, that's dope. That is cool though. I do like that. Like,
pretty sick.
Why not use your fucking time powers? Like,
that's dope.
It's gotta be.
In his cinematic, he is like an elder god, or he's up there at the level of Raiden, which they don't bring in too many, you know, like new badass characters in that sense. So it looks like he's a good guy. He's definitely trying to stop Raiden and he's at that level of power. So I'm down as far as like the lore goes of giving him like the ability to fuck with the clock. I think that's cool, but I think that kind of delegitimizes like
tournament play.
Exactly. Or like if I invite you guys over to play Mortal Kombat, we're not going to try hard. We're going to, or if we do, we're going to be like, all right, you can't pick that guy because he's fucking bullshit.
He's going to get banned.
Yeah.
Chat says, Rubitu says he can add or remove time from the round clock.
Wow. So that gives him, so if you're losing, you need a little more time.
That was my first thought is, can you fucking save yourself? Like, I'm getting my ass kicked, but if I can get them below my health.
Yeah.
I wonder if he has does he have a 3 second rewind? Has he got Tracer?
Tracer. And get your health back?
Just get my health back.
Oh, God. I hope not. That's horrible.
He's fucking Kronos. The last thing that they talked about too was their collector's edition, spelled
the $300 one.
Of course, it's spelled with a K.
What the hell has been with these companies and their like $9,000 collector's editions. I'm talking to you, Capcom and Devil May Cry.
Well, you quit buying them, Jada. You've bought more. You're the root of the cause. You've bought more of this shit than anybody I know. I hope you know that.
I gotta send you a picture of my apartment.
Your house is so a museum.
Don't you ever make anything like this again, or I will fucking buy it.
That's basically what just happened over here.
I just, like, Devil May Cry is one of, is like in my top five for gameplay series. And when I saw that they were releasing Dante's Coat, I was like, fuck yes, I want that. I don't have $9,000 to throw away.
Wait, was it like legit $9,000?
Yeah, it was legit, like...
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like, it was ridiculous. And then, like, their other one, it comes with, like, the motorhome is, like, $300 or something like that. I'm like, jeez. I ain't paying $300 for...
Was it made out of at least real canvas material?
The jacket? The jacket?
Did you hear about the Bethesda stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, the jacket's legit. So, like, it's a legit.
I'm gonna say, like, it better be Louis Vuitton. Louis May Cry.
Yeah.
Dang.
For this one, for $300, you get a bust of Scorpion. 1-to-1, they say, human size.
1-to-1. Bust. How do we know?
I don't know.
He's a real character.
I thought it was just the mask.
No, it was like a bust that holds the mask too.
Oh, okay.
So you get like the tops of the shoulders and the mask, and I didn't see anybody like wearing it. I doubt, like, they better not fuck everybody over again on this, because the one that they were holding up and showing in the thing was definitely a little bit better looking than anything we saw from Bethesda. So if they could hold up on it, like, I'm never gonna buy it. I really loved Mortal Kombat. Deception was like my favorite. I thought the storyline in Mortal Kombat was always good, but they kill me in their terrible support of the game after the fact. Like, they put out a couple, they'll sell you at the beginning, like, yeah, we're gonna be creating content for this as long as we can imagine, you know, we're gonna keep going, keep bringing more characters, buy the season pass. I bought the season pass. They were like, all right, we're done, next one's coming out already. Yeah. You can buy this complete edition for half the price you paid for all this shit.
Yep.
And get it tomorrow. I don't buy Mortal Kombat games no more. I will buy the complete edition 6 months to a year after the fact.
Yep.
Ed Boon.
I'm sorry, Capcom. Your jacket's only $8,000 in the special edition. I may actually buy that now.
Good God.
Kidding.
Jeez.
So kidding.
You are what's everything that's amazing and terrible in the video game community.
Hey, you know, I walked that line very well. It's a very thin line.
Jada, where can people find more about you, or watch your streams, or learn about your great company?
God, nowhere.
You have a social presence. You work too much.
I've been grinding so hard for the last 2 years. I haven't had a time to really update on social, but Twitter and Instagram, Jada_Rena. Twitch is Jada Arena, no underscore, and then pretty much anywhere else under that. That's pretty much global for me.
I'm so glad that you came back. In the post show, Curtis is a wonderful man. He's got this studio looking better than it ever has with these beautiful lights. Emma's advisement, Curtis let us borrow the lights. These two have been working very hard together. Can't even give Curtis no love without Emma just weaseling.
I told you to do this 8 months ago, but suddenly a dude tells you to do it. And here we are.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to have to side with her on that.
No.
I remember hearing that story.
That's all I'm going to say.
That's my credibility right there.
Also, I told you, you can't do that anymore.
Curtis got us hooked up with his lights at Emma's request and got a little switcher down here. So now we can swap seamlessly in between stream and gaming a little bit in the after show. So if you listen to the podcast on great platforms like iTunes or Spotify or Audio Boom or Libsyn or anything, anywhere you find these podcasts, and you want to hang out with us after, this is not enough. This 1 hour, you can watch us on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. And we did some Beat Saber a couple weeks ago, and that was really fun. This time, Jada is a Smash expert, and I need someone to practice against. Curtis is obviously the best of my friends, so it's always good. So you can watch some top tier Nairo level Smash going on after the stream. And then I could say nice things about Emma too. I'm so proud of her with all these opportunities and stuff that she's coming up with in this year. We started off the show. We're going to end the show reminding you that if you're in the Sacramento, NorCal area, you're not going to want to miss the Cosplay 101 event at Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Emma, one last opportunity to sell people. Why should we go see you?
Because she's awesome.
And then I'll tell them the real reason to go see you. So why you tell them why they should go see you, and then I'll tell them why they should go see you.
Look, here's the thing with cosplay. When I started cosplaying, I'm like short suit. When I started cosplaying, I was super intimidated. I was super scared, and all I wanted was somebody to like sit down that I could ask questions to, and somebody who could answer me. Because Googling, like, people aren't going to know exactly what you want to ask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wish that I had had somebody that I knew that was into it, that could help me. And now I get to be that person for somebody else. So if you want to get into it, if you have questions, if you are just curious about it in general, come hang out. I will let you know all about it, and I will answer any questions that you guys might have.
Let's fill up her sessions.
Oh, God.
Let's make her blush.
Oh, God.
There's now, so many people.
No. Which leads me to the real reason you need to go. Because I know Emma's kind of petrified for this event, and she has a little bit of social anxiety going on. So if we just fill that room with people, could be the opportunity for you just to see human human nature at its finest.
No.
When she absolutely freaks out that she filled a venue with people.
And then, I don't know what would be worse, nobody showing up or everybody showing up. I don't know which one would be worse.
I hope we find out, and I hope we're going to make everybody sit in the front row. There's going to be no rows. The whole thing is front row.
Just nobody's going to sit beyond the front row.
It's just a circle. It's just a circle.
Oh, no. I'm excited for it. I can't wait. If you guys are hanging out there and you want to meet Emma, Skies, or any of your... I'll definitely be there. So I won't say if you want to meet your favorite VGB people, because it'll just be me and Emma. David and Curtis may be there. You have to roll the dice on those guys. But that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast this week. Please, if you haven't already, join our Discord. They are adamant every week that I mention them, give them some love. They are the real... They're the real heroes in there holding it down. There's like a leveling system where you, if you chat enough, you get levels, and the levels have no purpose, but
they're fun.
What does life have any purpose?
Leveling is fun regardless.
Exactly. For Jada, Curtis, Emma Skies, my name is Corey, saying you've just been banged.